朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
在我们真正能够被神用之前，我们必须先成为一个对的人。
Before we can be used by God, we need to be the right person.
在我们能够真正被神拿来祝福别人之前，我们必须里面真正有福在我们里面。
Before God can take us and make us a blessing for others, blessing must be inside of us.
当我们说到亚伯拉罕蒙召的时候
，and when we say Abraham was called,
他是我们信心的祖宗，我们都是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
He was the father of faith for us, and we are all of his descendants.
所以神召亚伯拉罕的目的就成为我们蒙召。
And so the call on Abraham became the call for us.
神为什么召亚伯拉罕？
Why did God call Abraham?
考考大家，这么久了，这是我第一个讲的人物，是吧？亚伯拉罕为什么蒙召？
Why was Abraham called?
第一个，承受祝福。
That he may be inheritance of the blessings of God.
论福，我要赐大福给你。
Concerning blessing, I will bless you greatly.
这是神召我们第一个目的啊。
That's the very first purpose is why God called us.
所以福音朋友，请你们一定要抓住这个宝贵的机会。
Gospel friends, lay hold of this precious moment.
地上没有一个福比得上天上的神给我们的。
There's no blessing that can surpass the blessings that God from heaven would give.
所有的福是暂时的，这个福是永远的。
All the blessings that we have in this life are temporal, but this blessing is eternal.
很多的福都是外面的，只有这个福是生命里面的。
Many blessings are from the outside, but this blessing is from the inside of our lives.
所以神召亚伯拉罕说，我要赐大福给你。
So when God called Abraham, God said, Abraham, I will bless you greatly.
第一个为了承受祝福。
Her first full to be inherited, inheritor of blessing.
第二个神召亚伯拉罕是叫他成为祝福。
And then secondly, that he may become a blessing.
万民，地上的万国都要因你而得福。
All nations shall be blessed because of you.
你看到了没有？我们要承受祝福，然后成为祝福。
We are blessed so that we may bless others.
然后加拉太书告诉我们，这个福就是讲到耶稣基督自己。
And Galatians tell us that this blessing is Jesus Christ Himself.
神给我们最大的祝福就是他的儿子。
The greatest blessing that God can give us is His own Son.
圣经上说，哥林多前书第二章第九节，神为我们爱他的人所预备的是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心未曾想过的。
2 Corinthians 2, chapter 2, verse 9 says that the blessings that God has waiting for us.Are those the eyes have not seen and ear have not heard, nor has the mind ever conceived?
你说全世界有任何一个祝福符合这个条件吗？
And does any blessing in this world would meet this criteria?
绝对没有。
None.
有的话已经不合乎这个条件了。
If there were, then it wouldn't satisfy these requirements, right?
因为眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听过，人心未曾想过的，你想到了，所以不算。
Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, mind has never conceived. The moment you thought about it.It's not part of this blessing.
只有在基督里 always 有 surprise.
Only in Christ, we are always surprised.
永远有我们从来没想过的。
Always something that we've never imagined before.
所以神给我们最大的祝福就是他儿子。
So the greatest blessing is Jesus himself.
罗马书八章三十二节，神既不爱惜他的儿子为我们舍了。
Romans chapter 8 verse 32, that God did not treasure his own son, but he gave his son for us.
他就岂不把万物连同他自己一同白白的赐给我们吗？
Would he not give all things, including himself,freely to us.
就是说连他儿子都舍得给，还有什么不给？
So if he could give his only son, what else would he not give us?
连万有在神的眼中跟他儿子比都是 nothing.
And all things in heaven cannot compare to his son.
如果连儿子都舍得给，万有都可以给。
If the son he can give you, then he could give you all things.
弟兄姊妹，那你说我们今天在追求什么？
So brothers and sisters, what are we pursuing today?
为了追求薪水多一个零在后面，我们可以把命拼进去的。
And for our salaries to have one more extra zero at the very end, we could give our lives.
对不对？
Isn't that true?
为了多爬两个关，我们可以走很多后门，我们出卖人格。
And to be able to advance in our position, we're willing to betray people and go through the back door.
所以神给我们最大的祝福是他儿子。
The greatest blessing again that God can give us is His Son.
所以当我们要成为神合用的器皿。
So when we want to be a vessel that is useful in God's hand.
当我们真正要能够成为别人的祝福。
When we truly want to be a blessing to others.
当我们真正可以被神拿来让神。借着我们做事带上祝福的时候
When God can really take us and make us a blessing and bring about blessing and use us
我们必须是一个对的人
We must first be the right person
我们的生命必须是对的
Our life must be right
我们所服侍的内容内涵必须是对的
The content of our service must be right
所以保罗整个一生
So Paul's entire life,
就是以得着基督为至宝，
has treated as gaining Christ as his utmost treasure.
所以我现在把这两个连起来，
and I connected these two points.
你就发现在腓立比书，保罗说 one thing I do.
So you discover in Philippians, Paul says that one thing I do.
他先问神说我能做什么？
He asked God, God, what do you want me to do for you?
等到他知道了以后，
and once he's discovered, he knows it.
当他看见基督是一切又在一切之内，
and when he knows that Christ is all and in all.
他就说 one thing I do, 我只做一件事了。
And then he says, one thing I do.
他知道神只叫他做一件事情。
He knows that God only has one thing for him to do.
是什么？
What is it?
要竭力得着基督。
To gain Christ.
好，所以我们一起来看这段圣经好不好？
Let's read this portion of scripture together.
哦，这段圣经已经，这本圣经已经40年了，破烂烂的，那边都掉了哈，我肯定要 to project it. 腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
我们读第八节
verse 8
跟第九节
and verse 9。
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因为我以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。好，那我们请翻过来。啊，对不起，我这是两节的圣经，所以跟你们不一样。十二节
verse 12。
这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的，或做基督耶稣所要我得的。好，那么现在十三节到十四节，今天早上大家的晨更，我们一起来念，好不好？
Let's read it together. Our verses in the morning devotion.
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。好，这个底下十五节、十六节，他说我们中间凡是成熟的人啊，就是。都要存这样子的心。
Verse 15 and 16 said, "Those who are mature need to have the same mind."
如果我们在什么事情上存了别的心，神要用这件事情来指示我们，或是来 correct 我们。
If our mind is on anything else, God will use this to correct our thoughts.
换句话说，任何时候我们的追求如果不是基督的话，他要帮我们扳回来。
In other words, anytime we pursue something that's other than Christ.This thought would bring us back.
你们打过保龄球哈？
Have you guys all had a plate?
他一定要在正道上，他能够把它全部打倒。
And you need to be in the middle of the lane to be able to strike those pins down.
所以当它偏离的时候，除非你会 curve 啊，这个把它要不要带回来的
？And if it drifts, unless you know how to curve the ball,
让它在 touch 他们之前，它回到正路上来。
And you need to bring the ball right back to the right path.
所以如果你偏开来的话，你要回来的。
So if you stray, you need to come back.
十六节，不管我们到了任何的地步，我们都当这么行。
And verse 16, no matter what degree we attain, we must do the same.
所以我们在这里看见保罗这一生里面，他有非常智慧的拣选。
And so this entire life that Paul lived, he had a very wise choice.
他明明有很可以夸口的背景。
He had a very a background that's very that can be boasted.
他的履历表，他的 profile 都是一等一的。
His profile, his resume is top notch.
但我们前面没有读，他拿出来都是让犹太人佩服的不得了的。
And everything that he talked about is something that all the Jews would esteem.
你看，我们中间很多人申请工作，现在都不敢把成绩单给人家看，对不对？
And a lot of times when we apply for jobs, we're afraid to show our future employers our GPA.
那成绩好的人是想尽办法让人家看成绩哈。那老板不看都说你要不要看我成绩啊
？Those who wants to really show off and know that they have good grades, we say, "You want to see my grades?"
啊，成绩单不好的就会跟老板说：“哎呀，你要相信我，我这个人不在乎成绩的，我是在乎我的这个 performance."
And when our grades are lousy, we tell the people who wants to hire us, "Hey, don't worry about grades. I am a very capable person. You only need to care about performance."
保罗有非常漂亮的成绩单。
And Paul had a very wonderful resume, wonderful grade.
但是他说他把这些看作粪土。
But he says he count all those things as rubbish.
他说我把他们因着基督的缘故，那些从前以为与我有益的，现在因为基督当作有损的。
He said, because of Christ, those things that were beneficial to me at one point, I've counted them as loss.
啊，现在打瞌睡的，请告诉我，你有没有踩过粪土的经验
？And those of you who are nodding and dozing off, have you ever tread in poo before?
有没有人这辈子从来没有踩过粪土的经验的？请举手。
Anyone never set their feet in a?
没有啊，我本来想有的话就请，我就要找那个高墙整洁组，一定把它网罗入，去扫厕所哈。
If you never had that opportunity, I will send you this to clean the bathroom.
那你不小心踩到了，会感谢主。Hallelujah, 请举手好吗？
And those of you who accidentally step on something very smelly, you would raise your hand and say, Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Anyone?
一定很难过，对不对？
We all feel bad, right?
尤其是穿着新鞋子要去参加 wedding 的时候。
Particularly when you're wearing your brand new pair of shoes on your way to a wedding.
或是你才买了一个新的裤子，而且是白色的，结果被他弄上去了。
Your brand new pair of pants, and particularly it was white, and now it's been stained.
但是保罗居然能够说把万事跟粪土相比。
And Paul now can compare all things as rubbish.
你们中间有很多新来的没有听过我们的历史。我们以前去中国乡下的时候是住在这个 草上哈，盖一块布就是了。
Those of you who are new, you don't know our history and time past when we visited China, our dwelling is just but on a field and we would just put the blanket down.
然后我们的厕所是在猪圈里面。
And our bathroom is just literally among the pig pens.
所以每一次你去上厕所的时候，猪都来欢迎你。
So every time you go to relieve yourself, the pigs will gather around you.
那个感觉很不好，你蹲在那边后面一片猪。
That feeling is terrible. You're squatting there, and the pigs are right there next to you.
这个真的是如猪渴慕什么一样，好，那真的。
Just as the pigs long for something, as if
they're longing for something. 那个感觉真的很不舒服。
And this feeling is terrible when you're squatting.
所以我每天晚上六点钟以后，我滴水不沾的。
And so after 6 p.m., I would never drink an ounce of water.
他们不管煮多好的汤，我晚上讲完道，给我煮什么泡什么茶，我一滴水都不喝的。
No matter how wonderful of a soup they would give me or how wonderful the tea would be, after 6 p.m., I would not drink anything.
所以很多人都问我说：“余弟兄，你讲台都不喝水的？”其实我都是训练出来的。
And a lot of people says that while I'm speaking, I'm not drinking any water. I am well trained.
因为我怕半夜去的话滑下去怎么办？
Because I was afraid that what if I went in the pig pen and all of a sudden I slip and fell.
所以弟兄姊妹，那是很不舒服的东西。
It is something that is going to cause me great discomfort.
那你粪土当粪土，我可以了解。
So if you treat dung as dung, I can understand.
我一个臭袜子当粪土，我也可以了解。
And my stinky socks as dung, I can understand.
他说 all things, everything.
But Paul says all things, everything.
中间有谁？你 iPad 你觉得是粪土的
？And those of you who think iPads are like dung.
或的话，为什么天天摸来摸去呢
？Then why is it that you would touch it every day?
到哪里去都夹在底下呢
？Everywhere is right underneath you.
对不对？没有人会把它当粪土了。
And nobody would treat it as dung.
不要管讲弟兄了，姊妹们，你化妆品是粪土吗
？What about sisters? Your makeup?
你天天把粪土往脸上抹吗
？You would take dung and put it on your face.
还这样子，这样子，这样子。
And you would pat it, and you would pat it like this.
还需要进口的吗？还需要买进口的吗
？And you want those things that particularly that are imported?
不可能。
Of course not.
所以为什么保罗会说这些是粪土，而我们说不出来
？So why is it that Paul can say that he could treat all things as dung and we can't do the same?
因为他看见基督是至宝。
Because he saw Christ as his utmost prize.
所以如果不为基督的缘故，我们是不可能把事情当粪土。
So unless we see Christ, we cannot see all things as dung.
所以这是第一个秘诀，为着基督的缘故，这是关键。
So this is the key for the sake of Christ.
第二个。
Secondly,
他说我先前以为与我有益的
and he says that those things formerly I thought was gain to me.
现在因为基督的缘故，当作有损的
Now because of Christ, I count them as lost.
一个是有益的，一个是有损的
Once they were gain to him, now they are lost.
这个需要属灵的看见
This needs a spiritual insight.
我们怎么能够知道说原来这些 iPad 或是世界上的享乐这些荣华富贵对我是有害的
And how do we come to the conclusion these iPads and the joy and the pleasure of this world is now harmful to me?
如果我们不当作有害的，你就不会想把它当粪土
If we don't treat them as those things are harmful to us, then we will never see it as dung.
那我怎么可能会把它当有害的呢？只有一个原因，就是为了基督的缘故。
The only way that I can see them as lost to me, as harmful to me, is because of Christ.
所以保罗在这里有非常智慧的拣选。
So Paul had a very wise choice.
你千万不要觉得这是小事情。
Do not think this is a small thing.
我常常讲说，就算我们做不到看万事如粪土。
Oftentimes I've said, though we cannot treat all things as rubbish,
至少我们先做一件事情，以得着基督为至宝。
Let's do the very first thing, laying hold of Christ as my utmost prize.
我们都在做拣选。
And we are all making choices.
我们的这一生就是从拣选决定的。
And in our entire life has begun with a choice.
就像英文的那句话 ，Destiny is not a matter of chance, but a matter of choice.
Amen.
Amen. 好。 就是我们将来的结局，我们的命，我们不是由机遇决定的，我们是由拣选决定的。
Our destiny is not made of, is not determined by chances, but by choice.
所以有一个人劝我们说，你不要天天瞧不起你太太的这个眼光哈，挑东西。他说你也是他挑的中间的一个。
And somebody had admonished a husband and said, "Don't despise the way your wife chooses things, because you were chosen by her."
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们每天都做拣选。保罗有非常智慧的拣选。
So every single day we're making choices, and Paul has made a very wise choice.
然后他有很专一的追求。
And he had the most singular pursuit.
啊，他在这里告诉我们。
And here he tells us.
他说我只有一件事情。
He says, "But one thing I do."
啊，我们今天这次因为有年轻人哈。
I know because there are young people here in our midst.
年轻人，你们知道我最佩服你们是什么吗
？Do you know what is the one thing that I really admire of you?
JoJo, 你知不知道
？JoJo, do you know what it is?
不知道啊。被我佩服都不知道。
You're admired by me and you don't even know what it is.
Arthur, Kevin, Aaron, 啊？黑头发。
大胆！
今天中午不准吃饭，是哪壶不开提。
Gave the time out for you at lunch, okay? No lunch for you.
我
David said black hair.
我最佩服的就是你们那个 multitasking 的能力。
I admire your ability to multitask.
你看这些孩子们哈。
These kids.
他们可以一下子同时做好几件事情。
They can concurrently do many things all at once.
啊，耳朵里面听着音乐。
There's music blasting in their ears.
啊，打着拍子，头还摇来摇去。
And they're beating the date. They're going
with the beat. 然后一面在电脑上面写报告。
And they're doing their reports on the computer.
需要翻参考书还可以翻一下。
And they can turn and look at their reference material for a little bit.
然后后来喝口珍珠奶茶。
And they'll drink some Pearl milk tea,
吃口 In and Out 的 hamburger,
and take a bite of the In and Out burger,
然后又可以一面听着电话哈
and then talk to somebody at the same time,
然后又可以看一下 YouTube 再回来
and then go to their YouTube, look at it for a little bit, and then come back to what they're doing.
然后可以跟别人 chat 好几个 window 同时 chat.
And then all of a sudden there are multiple chats on their screen.
啊，这个人失恋了，跟他 I'm so sad 什么什么。
Oh, this person just lost their love. Oh, I'm so sad. I feel bad for you.
另外一个明天说去哪里 hang out. Really? Oh, I will be there.
And then another chat.We're going to go to this and that such a place. Really? Okay, I'm going to go.
可以做很多事，连 most win 都是这样子随便的。
And everything is happening all at the same time.
然后我更佩服你们的是。
And what I admire even more.
你可以做这么多事情。
You could do all this stuff.
但是你还可以听得到爸爸妈妈偷偷来看你在干嘛。
And you at the same time have this sense that mom and dad is watching you.
就在爸爸妈妈看到你的时候，你 screen 已经都换了，在做功课。
And at the very moment they come and see you, all of a sudden you press the button, your screen changes.
How can you do that?
How do you do that?
你可以做这么多事情。
You could do all these things so well.
保罗说 one thing I do.
But Paul says, one thing I do.
我觉得你们年轻人只有一件事情是你们 focus 的。
And I pray that there's only but one focus for you.
就是在玩 game 的时候。
It's only when you're playing a game. A
什么事情都不能做。
You cannot do anything else but focus on the game.
你跟人家打到一半，你快输了嘛。
And particularly when you're about to lose.
我们两年前跟于师母出外的时候，我的儿子帮我 download 了一个那个切水果的哈，那个叫什么？
Two years ago, when Sister Nancy and I was traveling, my sons downloaded something on our phone.
因为他听说我们两个坐飞机都睡不着觉。
And they found that we couldn't sleep when we were on the plane. Or this particular game that we could play on our phone.
就是切水果。
And these fruits would fall down, and we could slash them and cut them in half.
我踹了两下，我就觉得没意思了。
We tried a couple of times, saying, "Why would this be fun?"
我已经快两年都没动它了。
For 2 years, I've never even touched it.
他们上次说有那个孩子在那边切水果，切。
And then they say one time there was a kid that was just slashing through the fruits.
切到一半，那个手在那边擦来擦去。
And in the middle of the game, he was scratching himself.
因为他切的太专心了，都是汗，所以需要擦一擦。
So he was cutting it so fast, he was getting all sweating in his palm. He needed to dry his palm.
人家问他说你在干嘛
？And somebody asked, "What are you doing?"
他说我在磨刀。
I'm sharpening my knife.
这是你们唯一专心的时候。
This is the only time you're focused on one thing.
我就不晓得为什么 generation gap 现在越来越大。
And I can't understand why our generation gap.
爸爸妈妈一专心起来，什么事都听不到的。
And when the parents are focused, they can't hear anything.
你跟他讲什么，他都啊啊。
And whatever you tell them, they're like, huh, huh.
他只能专心一件事情。
They can only focus on one thing.
你看，我们说读圣经要意思要讲三遍才能翻得到，对不对
？And discover that every time we tell brothers to go to a particular verse, we got to repeat it 3 times before you find it.
腓立比书3:7，你讲完第一遍，他翻到腓立比书。
Philippians 3:7, after you say the first time they get to the book of Philippians.
然后你要念第二遍，不然他不知道哪一个 chapter。他万一要说 which chapter。
Second time they won't know what chapter. Then you got to turn and say what chapter.
等到翻到第三章，他要问第几节的时候，你要讲第三遍。
When you're asking what chapter, we have to say the third time which verse. Then you
know
which verse.
We are so focused.
We are so focused.
Something we are better than you, right? 我们比你们总是有一些强的地方。
So certainly, some areas were better than the young people, right?
那弟兄姊妹啊，我们保罗非常专心的。
Paul is very singular in his heart.
而他专心到一个地步，他说 "One thing I do."
He was so singular to the point he says, "One thing I do."
你就发现主跟保罗都常常用一来强调那件事情的重要。
You discover oftentimes the Lord and Paul will use the word "one" to describe how important it is.
所以主耶稣说不可以少的只有一件。
And Jesus says there's but one thing that you cannot do without.
讲到我们跟他的关系。
Talks about our relationship with him.
保罗说只有一件事情他做。
Paul said there's only but one thing that he's doing.
而不是他不做别的事情。
It's not that he's not doing anything else.
而是在他做所有的事情里面，他只有一个目的。
But in everything that he's doing, he has only but one purpose.
他要得着基督。
That he wants to lay hold of Christ.
这就来到我们教会墙壁上所写的那句话了。
And you'll see the words displayed in our meeting place.
我们一起来背好不好？
Let's recite it together.
基督是一切。
Christ is all.
又在一切之内。
And in all.
他知道在所有的遭遇里面
He knows that in all of his encounters
在所有的时间里面
And in all of his time
每一个日子里面
Every single one of his day
Christ is all and in all
Christ is all and in all
基督在所有的遭遇里面
And all of his circumstances Christ is in it
我们都可以来经历基督来得着他
We can experience Christ We can lay hold of Christ
我们可以从所有不同的角度来经历他
From every different perspective to experience Christ
我们可以从喜怒哀乐来经历他
From joy, from sorrow, from anger We can experience Christ.
你可以从得胜经历他，你也可以从失败经历他。
From our victories, from our failures, we can experience Christ.
几乎没有一个角度我们不能够来经历他。
There's not one perspective where you cannot find Christ.
这就是保罗告诉我们。
So this is what Paul's telling us.
所以不要以为只有在很快乐的时候我们可以经历主。
Do not think that only in times of joy can we experience the Lord.
或者只有在讲台讲得很好的时候你才能经历主。
Only when I preach well that I can experience the Lord.
我要给你们打一点预防针哈，你们听我道听太久了，如果将来越听越烦的时候，你更可以经历主。
I want to prepare you that as the day progresses, if you listen to me speak and you become more and more bothered by it, you can know that you can experience the Lord even then.
因为你从前光听就是听的，你现在一面听会一面为我祷告。
And in time past, you listen, and you just listen now. In the future, you will listen, you will pray for me at the same time.
从前你听不会感恩的。
In time past, you're not thankful.
你将来听听听，哎呀，余弟兄终于讲了一句好听的话，感谢神。
And then in the future, you say, "Ah,、oh, finally, brother, you said something good. Praise the God, praise the Lord."
总有一点属灵内涵了哈。
Something spiritual of in this content.
对对对，你发现我们会进步的。
So we can improve.
啊，我们要在主的面前凡事来经历主。
So in everything, we need to experience the Lord.
要不甘心在我的遭遇中没有经历神。
We must not be.We are happy that in our circumstances we don't experience God.
啊，我举过的一个很实在的例子，我觉得很贴切。
A very real example that's very close to us.
就是有一次我们在希腊的时候，我照相照了两三，大概一两张、两三张以后。
One time we were in Greece when we were taking some photos, and after a couple of photos I were taken.
我发现相机上面一个字，我才注意到写 No memory card.
And then all of a sudden I discovered that in the frame it says No memory card.
我相机里面没有插那个记忆卡。
And in the memory in the camera.I didn't put the memory card inside.
请问有没有任何人当你看到这句话以后会继续照相的？
Anybody after you see those words, you continue to press the button and take pictures?
有没有？
Anyone?
没有哈。
Nobody.
感谢主。
Praise God.
有基本智商。
These are basic intellect that we all possess.
但是属灵上为什么我们没有呢？
But yet spiritually, how come we're not the same?
为什么在这个遭遇里面我没有得着主，我里面不在乎呢？
Why is it that in this particular circumstance the words are flashing, there is no Christ?
当我 no memory card 的时候，我知道我再继续照都是白费的。
And when I see the words no memory card, I know no matter what pictures that I take,
它不会留下来。
They would not retain.
它没有留下任何的东西。
Nothing would be kept.
在我们人生的路上。
In our line.
在我们每一天的日子里面。
In every one of our days.
在我们每一个大小的经历里面。
In the big and small circumstances.
如果基督不在其中。
If Christ is not in it.
在永世里面 no memory.
And then in eternity to come, it is not counted. There's no memory.
No value.
There's no value.
就不留下来了。
Nothing would be kept.
所以这就是为什么保罗在哥林多前书第三章说，我们将来有一天有火要发现来试验我们的工程。
And this is why in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul says that there's a fire that's going to test our works.
有一天我们都要把我们这一生的 memory card 交给主。
One day we're going to take our memory card and give it to the Lord.
结果我们没有在基督里来经历我们人生的话。
And everything that is not experienced through Christ in our lives.
你没有带着 memory card 来过你的人生来照相的话。
And you did not bring your memory card, this thing called Christ, to take the pictures in your days.
我们里面是空白的。
Then it is completely blank.
我们交不出东西来。
We cannot give anything to the Lord.
但是弟兄姊妹，当我们带着它的时候。
But brothers and sisters, when we have it.
我们所有的遭遇。
All of our circumstances,
让我们得着基督,
we can lay hold of Christ.
让我们在基督里来经历他,
that in Christ we may experience what we're going through.
你就发现每一件事情都有永恒的价值,
and then you'll discover everything has an value in eternity.
因为基督被留下来了,
because Christ is retained.
所以弟兄姊妹, 这是保罗整个人生里面非常关键的一个意象和看见。
And this is the key vision, the key point of what Paul has saw in his life.
他不仅仅看见基督是主。
Not only did he see that Christ is the Lord.
他晓得原来神在基督里召我们。
And then he also knew that God has called us in Christ.
叫我们来得着他。
That we may lay hold of Christ.
所以有一节圣经，其实我们看一下《哥林多前书》第一章第，很快看一下哈，《哥林多前书》
First Corinthians
第一章第九节。
Chapter 1, verse 9.
神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子，我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
God is faithful by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
你听到了没有？他怎么翻译的？ Call into the fellowship.
Again, the terms call into the fellowship.
叫我们与他的儿子相交。
That we may have fellowship with his Son.
所以我们今天被召出来。
So when we were called out,
弟兄姊妹，我们最做能够做最大的事情
，the greatest thing that we can do，
其实我们就是得着基督
，is to again lay hold of Christ。
我们在这里进入跟他儿子的 fellowship， 我们得着他，他成为我们的生命。
And we will enter into fellowship with Jesus. He may become our life at that very moment.
底下什么都有了
，and then everything will be ours.
这个生命自然会在我们里面流露。做主的工
this life will begin to overflow, will do the work of the Lord.
来活出该有的见证，来带下该有的祝福。
And it will live out the testimony that we're supposed to have, or will usher forth the blessing we're supposed to give.
好，所以彼得后书第一章也是告诉我们，他用他自己的荣耀和美德来召我们。
And 2 Peter also tells us that God has called us according to his own virtues.
让我们得到了既宝贵又极大又宝贵的应许。
That we may have this great and precious promise.
叫我们可以脱离世上从情欲来的败坏
that we may depart from the corruption that comes from the flesh
能够与他的圣洁与他的性情有份
that we may be partakers of his divine nature
yeah, to be the partaker of his divine nature 弟兄姊妹这就是神召我们
and this is why God has called us
所以我们在这样讲说我当做什么
and so when we say Lord what do you want me to do
这是保罗刚刚遇见主的时候他问的问题
this is the question that Paul asked the moment he met the Lord
但是他后来发现在我能够回答我该做什么或是我真正该做什么的时候
But before he can respond what he ought to do what he's really supposed to do
我必须先是什么先是一个对的人
I must be the right person
我先是一个基督徒是一个基督人
I must be a Christ a person a Christian
基督是我的生命
That Christ has become my life
基督是我最大的特点
Christ is my greatest point
Christian
Being a Christian
是 Christ
It's Christ
加上 I-A-N
plus I-A-N
就是 I am nothing
I am nothing
好所以早期不翻基督徒叫基督人
and the earlier translation is called little Christ or Christ people
我们小的时候在台湾的时候读台大的喜欢称自己台大人
and when we were younger in Taiwan and we would call ourselves those who attend Taiwan National University
这个文化大学的文化学院的就称自己是文化人好像其他人都不文化culture
those who are in cultural studies and they would call themselves we're the cultured one as if no one else are cultured
所以我们叫北大的都叫北京人
sorry it doesn't work
然后读植物系的就叫植物人机械系的叫机械人。
Those who are biologists, they're called vegetarians. And those who are, those are who study mechanical engineering, they're robots.
Very good.
I tried.
所以前面那个是讲到你的特色。
And the very first is your description, your characteristic.
所以基督徒的特色，基督。
So to be Christians, the characteristic is Christ.
而且基督徒真的比不上基督人，就是 Christ 加上 I am nothing.
And to be a Christian is literally Christ and then I am nothing.
朋友， 你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。